Okay, this is from the Chassam Sofer Haggadah, and it's a quote from the Drashos Chassam Sofer. One of the beautiful things about Pesach is that it's a time of Achdus for Klal Yisrael. Every Yom Tov is. Shlosh Agam, Jews come together. But especially there's something about Pesach that brings Jews together. You see it in Halacha. I'm not going to go so into it by now in Halacha, but you see it by Halacha. Where do you see it in the Halacha of Pesach? The Torah doesn't call the Yom Tov of Pesach Pesach, it calls it Chagamatzos. What's Pesach referring to? Pesach is the Karban Pesach. And the Karban Pesach has to be eaten by a chabura, right? A chevra that gets together, that pre-register. In fact, the halacha says, based on one of the opinions of the Tanayim, that we don't shecht, you can't shecht the Karban Pesach for a yachid. I mean, even if you're a big guy who says, I can eat the whole thing myself, you're not allowed. We don't bring individual Karban Pesachs. Klal Yisrael have to come together. And the Jews have to get together and join together. And a lot of that is reflected in the salvation of Pesach. The Medrash says that Hashem didn't answer our cries to Psikta. Medrash Psikta says, Hashem didn't answer our cries in Mitzrayim until Jews started paying attention to one another. Because you can imagine, when every Jew has this quota, gotta fill the work quota for Paro, it's very easy to become self-absorbed. To say, you take care of your quota, I'll take care of my quota. When Jews started recognizing that other Jews are suffering and tried to help each other, or in the language of the Medrash, I think that they lent a shoulder to one another. They were willing to schlep for one another, to carry for one another. Then Hashem says, oh, now I can hear their cries, and now I can save Klal Yisrael. So the theme of Achdus, in Pesach, in Svira, leading up to, of course, Shavuos, this whole Tekufa, really from Pesach to Svira to Omer, fixing the Chet of Talmid Rabbi Akiva, coming to Shavuos, Ki Ishecha Belevechar, at Har Sinai, as we'll talk about, right, it's Mamisha, an important Zaman of Yidden uniting with one another. Chassam Sofer writes in the Drashos, let's take a look, on page 1, the bottom of the page, V'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. When it comes to the Karban Pesach, right, the Pasuk says that it should be slaughtered kol kahal adas Yisrael. A kahal. A kahal means a tzibur. There's a very sad Gemara I always think of. When I see the word kahal, I always think of a Gemara in Maseches Horios on Daf Gimel that says that the Jews of Eretz Yisrael are be'emes called the tzibur. Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about this. While the Jews of Chutz La'aretz are not called the tzibur. It quotes a Pasuk which describes the Jews of Eretz Yisrael as a kahal. There's something about being in Eretz Yisrael. You even see it, the way that Jews interact with one another in Eretz Yisrael. There's a certain achdus, a certain unity that exists. There's something that binds us together when we're in Eretz Yisrael, to the point that halacha reflects that Eretz Yisrael has a din of tzibur unlike Chutz La'aretz. A kahal. Yeah, the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is shechted in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Targum Yonasan says, in Mitzrayim when they brought the Karban Pesach, you ever hear this? There's a whole shir on this topic. But when the Jews brought the Karban Pesach, had you been Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim? How do you offer a Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim? You got to take it to Yerushalayim. So the Medrash, the Targum Yonasan says that Klal Yisrael were transported to Yerushalayim for Karban Pesach and then brought back to Mitzrayim. Okay, how that works, what that is, there's a lot to talk about there. Okay? But there's an inyan of Karban Pesach being a place of Achdus, Yerushalayim being a place where Jews come together. Yerushalchubra la yachdav. A place where there's a sense, a deep sense of unity, and that's what we achieve on the Yom Tov of Pesach. So says the Chassam Sofer.
Where's that uncle?
To Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan Bereziel. I'm not sure. Probably in Parshas Bo. I can look it up for you. So says the Chassam Sofer. Again, it's based on a piece from the Drashos Chassam Sofer, quoted here on page 35 in the Haggadah's Chassam Sofer. Amar Maran Chassam Sofer Zatzal. Hayis Agdus hi. You see where we are on the bottom of the page? Hayis Agdus hi Maila Gedola Bavoros Hashem Vahapeirud Dachui. Unity is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous value in Avodas Hashem. And pirud and separation causes one's Avodas Hashem to be pushed aside. And therefore, we see it not only reflected in the Karban Pesach, like I gave you a couple examples, and in the Yom Tov of Pesach, Bechlal, but you see it even in the Chametz and the Matzah. Chametz is a world of pirud, and Matzah is a world of Achdus. What does that mean? He says, Chametz b'gematria chalak. Chametz has the gematria 138, which is the same gematria as chalak, which reminds us of a pasuk in Hosea, which says chalak libam, their hearts are divided, right? Or some translated, their hearts are unfaithful, they're not loyal, they're not connected, and therefore ata yeshamu, and therefore now they will be punished. A person who's in a state of division. When there's pirud, again, let's take it at the most basic level. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Everything that has to do with the world of Hashem is a world of achdus. world of oneness. And therefore, pirut amachlokes, right, is the antithesis of kedusha. So therefore, chametz, which we know represents the yetzer hara, chametz, which is the embodiment of evil, certainly in the context of Pesach, reminds us, chametz is gematria chalak, because chalak libam ata yeshamu. If their hearts are divided, if people are not united, then they deserve to be punished. Pasuk in Hosea, she'in yano hamachlokes va'pirud. Matzah, on the other hand, is gematria kaha. Matzah is gematria what? Tzibur. Unity. Jews coming together. There's a very holy and deep sefer called Bris Kehunos Olam, which also brings this remez, that chametz is gematria chalak, and matzah is gematria kahal. And he says not only is matzah gematria kahal, 135, but kahal is also Rashi Tevos, karvenu hamakum lavodasa. Right? Which is one of the things we say in the Haggadah. That mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah Hayavoseinu, we used to be idol worshippers, the world of division, the world of many gods, but now we're connected to the matzah, the oneness of the matzah. The matzah referred to by the Zohar as the mechla de mehamnusa, the food of amuna, of achdus Hashem, and therefore the matzah brings us what? Close to Hashem. And that's why we say in the Haggadah, kervanu hamakom lavodaso, is Rashi Tevos kahal. Because when a Jew is part of a tzibur, then a Jew is able to serve Hashem properly. And that's a major, major theme that we developed from Pesach. That's why it's such a memorable time in our life of families coming together for the Seder. Hopefully parents and grandparents and children and generations, you know, uniting. And communities uniting and people uniting over the Karban Pesach. It's mamash a very chashuv and special thing. It's a defining characteristic of Pesach. Okay, turn to the second page. A piece from Rav Avram Shur in the Alekach Valibov. Okay, we'll skip the Pachad Yitzchak for a moment. And let's learn this piece together in Rav Shur. Okay, this is from, there's a lot of volumes from Rav Shur. Those who know his farm, there are many, many volumes printed. This is a little volume on Chag HaPesach that came out in Tavshin Ayin Gimel. This little white volume that I have here. Okay, and he writes on page 29, in the first piece on the Leil HaSeder. He writes, we'll start from the bottom left-hand paragraph. Okay? Isa Betana de Be'al-Yah. See it? Isa Betana de Be'al-Yah, it says in the Medrash, Yotze Mitzrayim, Mitzvah Achas Hayah B'yadon, when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, they had one mitzvah, and it was enough to give Hashem tremendous nachas ruach. Now you might say they had more than one mitzvah. Let's see what the Medrash is talking about. Let's see. Harbe yoser min meya mitzvos. And the nachas ruach that they gave Hashem through that one mitzvah was much more pleasing in Hashem's eyes than Jews who would in the future do a lot of mitzvahs, 100 mitzvahs. Sha'asu kulam aguda achas. Says the Medrash that the Jewish people, in leaving Mitzrayim, united, v'karsu bris ligmol chesed zeim zeh. This is very similar to the Medrash I mentioned before from the Psikta. Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Jewish people, who didn't have many mitzvos, one mitzvah, maybe one is not literal, maybe it just means a few mitzvos, right? Pesach and Mila, whatever they had very little, in terms of practical avodas Hashem. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but I see that they're coming together as a people. And Hashem says, that's the most gevaldik thing in the world for me. To see Jews united, there's actually a beautiful Lashon. I don't have it in front of me, I just remembered it now. Also in Tana de Be'eliyah. Tana de Be'eliyah, the Medrash has many, many beautiful Lashonos about Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. And in Tana de Be'eliyah it says, there's really nothing we can do for God. Right? Many of them, I help by doing something for Hashem when I wear tefillin. Doing something for me. I'm doing something for Hashem when I keep kosher, when I keep Shabbos. I mean, I'm acknowledging Hashem as creator, but I'm really doing it for me. I'm the one who gets enhanced by it. Yeah. When I recount the Pesach story and I praise Hashem, it's not only to give honor to Hashem. It's for me to relive it and to re-experience it. The Tzaddikim explained, Kol amar belesaper harezeh meshubach, doesn't mean the more you praise Hashem, the better your praise is. Harezeh meshubach, the more you're transformed by it, the more you connect to it, the more it impacts you. So it says in Tana de Be'eliyahu, we really don't do anything for God. The Medrash says, you know what the one thing Hashem wants from us more than anything else? More than kashrus, tefillin, taras mishpacha, shmiras halashon, everything. Learning Torah. You know what Hashem wants? You know the one thing we really can give him that really more than anything gives him nachas ruach? That his children should get along with each other. The lashon in the, I don't remember the lashon exactly, but something like, that ovim zezeh, umechabdim zezeh. There's nothing a parent wants more than to see the kids get along with each other. That their children should be friendly with each other. Should be close to one another. It's the biggest nachas for parents. More so than their child becoming a doctor or a lawyer, being a great professional. You want to see that the family is connected. So that's the greatest desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. When Hashem saw we were aguda achas, in Mitzrayim, we didn't have a lot of mitzvos, But that unity was more valuable than anything else. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say the parents.
Right, the mashal of the parent. V'zeo hazman b'leil yitzias mitzrayim, she'tzrichim, turn the page, l'chadish oso habris. When we come to the night of the Seder, it's a time where we recommit ourselves to being what? To becoming a Klal Yisrael, to being a unified nation. That people should be looking out for each other. How does Arvei Pesachim begin? The parak that talks about the Seder. How did the Shulchan Aruch begin? We were learning it the other day. Right? Moschitim, taking care of other people. Like it says in the opening Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, making sure that even a poor person who takes food from the Tamchoy, the distribution plate, has four cups of wine. It's a communal obligation that every Jew should feel connected. And we renew our commitment to that every Pesach. The cost of Harav Balatanya is Chusagen Aleinu. Balatanya writes in the Siddur Harav, Shebe'es Simcha Nisrachiv Dasa Adam V'yachalisvol Afilo Hasone Shalom. The Balatanya says, in good times, when a person's heart is in, and mind is expanded, right, because of the good, the celebration that you're going through, you have more patience even for the people that you hate. You're more understanding. The Yitzia from Mitzrayim, the salvation, when we live the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us, even the Jew we don't usually get along with, we have a little more place for that person. The Baal Tanya says, when you're going through a time of expansive Das, which is what Yitzias Mitzrayim was, right? In Mitzrayim was a Galus HaDas, our minds were closed. As we left Mitzrayim, our hearts and our minds were Nisrachim, they expanded. And therefore, even the person who I don't like so much, I have a place for him on Pesach. And that's part of the night. It's a big night of Avas Yisrael. It's a big night of Jewish unity. And one of the ways that we get there, interesting, why did Chazal institute, let's just review the halacha for a second. Which parts of the night, of the eating and the drinking, are d'araisa, and which parts are d'rabanan? The only d'araisa part is the eating of the matzah. Right? Marar b'zman hazeh, when we don't have karban pesach, is only d'rabanan. And the institution of arbakosos is also a din d'rabanan. Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva that the only mitzvah d'araisa we have today that involves eating is matzah. We don't have karbanos. We don't have any other type. We don't have the eating of, Maiser Sheni. We don't have the eating that once was biblically mandated. The only eating that we have that's midaraisa, Chassam Sofer says, makes a big deal out of this, in the tshuva, that a person should realize what a schus it is. To mekayim a mitzvah daraisa with eating, Torascha b'soch me'ay, that's what I'm saying. That your Torah is in my innards, is a reference to matzah. It's mamish like eating Torah, it's ingesting Torah. Ingesting amunah, ingesting Torah. It's a very special thing.
Are there other mitzvahs? There are other mitzvahs daraisa.
Yes, there's other mitzvahs d'araisa. The only mitzvah d'araisa of the whole calendar year that involves eating.
Yeah.
Right? Purim Suda is gavalik, but it's d'rabanan. Okay, but the chi of arba kosos is somehow connected to this theme. How so? Kamosha Perish Rashi, shal yedei yayin misratze v'tov libo. Why do we drink four cups of wine? I believe it was the Netziv who wrote in his Agadah Shal Pesach, why don't we have, four loaves of bread? Or in four matzahs, I guess, right? If we want to do four, because the four lishonos of Geula, why four cups of wine? Why not four something else? I get it. Four is a significant number on this night. But why four cups of wine? And the tip says, because every cup of wine, it transforms you. You drink one cup of wine, you're feeling one way. You drink two cups of wine, you're feeling a little different. Three cups of wine, you're feeling different. And Mamish is reliving that transformation. Right? But says the says Rav Avram Shor, since the wine transforms us and it expands our heart and our mind and it puts us in a good mood, that's what the Baal Tanya is saying in the Siddur. When a person's in a good mood, you start to love people. On Purim, the guy who you're not so friendly with because everyone's just in a freilich mood, right? You love every Jew. You feel connected. As the Medrash says, and Chazal says also in the Gemara, Nichnas Yayin Yatzasod. Dehainu Shapnimiyas Shala Adam Liyosim Kol Yisrael Kechativa Achas. The ability of a Jew to be united with another Jew, right, becomes that much clearer when a person is drinking. But the rust, chaluda means rust, the rustiness of life, right? The rustiness and the crustiness and the small-mindedness of life causes us to what? To be separated from one another. And it prevents us from getting together. It should be so easy for us to get together. I remember when I was in YU, it's important to have many rebbeim when you're in yeshiva. and you're in a shir, you know, we spend a lot of time together, which is a schus for me. But it's important to meet, there's so many other people here you should get to know. Mashgichim, Rebbeim, Rashi Yeshiva. So I remember I used to try whenever I could to go to Rabbi Simon's Parsha Shir on Thursday afternoon. And I remember Rabbi Simon taught, I remember one time he taught a piece from the Baal HaTanya in Parshas Nitzavim, in the Likutei Torah, in Nitzavim. It says there that the way to view all of Klal Yisrael is one big body. It's an idea you probably heard before, but Baal HaTanya says it very clearly. Right? All of us are really one, all of our neshamas make up one big neshama. The same way that a body is made up of different parts. So for example, you have a head, and you have a heart, and you have arms, and you have legs, and you have eyes, you have ears. So to every Jew, so to speak, makes up one big body. And there are some Jews who are the head, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. You have some Jews like us, the Ikvus of the Mashiach, the Ekev, the heel, the feet. Right? You have some people who are the arms. You have the Baal Shem Tovs who are the hearts. Yeah, you have the Tzadikim who are the hands, right? The people who are the right arm, which is the Mid of Chesed. You have Rav Machlis. Yeah, you have different people or different parts of the body. But the same way that the Yerushalmi says in the Darim, that if a person is cutting a piece of meat and the knife slips and accidentally cuts the left hand, the right hand cuts the left hand's not going to fight back because you cut yourself. It's all one body. The Baal HaTanya says that's how we have to look at ourselves. Right? We're different parts of the body, but we're all one, our neshama is one big body. So therefore, says Rav Shor, when a person drinks wine, it's megala certain nekuda pnimis within a Jew. Mishenechnas yayin yatzasod. And we're able to identify the common denominator on the inside of who we are, and that brings us together. And that allows us to attach ourselves to one another. Okay, go to the left-hand column in the next paragraph. Poschin amiras ha'agada bepiska halach ma'anya. How do we begin the Haggadah? Halach ma'anya, according to the Arizal, halach ma'anya. That's how it's pronounced. Va'omrim kol dichvin yese v'yechol, kol ditrich yese v'yifsach. And the famous question is, as I'm inviting guests into my home, after I'm already home and the door is closed, so what kind of invitation is this? I should walk around shul at the end of davening and say, kol dichvin yese v'yechol, whoever is hungry, come and eat. Kol ditrich yese v'yifsach. Whoever is in need, come join us for Pesach. U'makshina olam, hari b'shas amirazu, deles habayis eina p'sucha. The door is already closed. We already have every place at the table accounted for. Umau tachles amirazu. So what am I accomplishing by saying this statement? You hear the question? What's the point of inviting people when it's too late? When the door is closed, when everyone's seated at the table already. So first I'll tell you what the Rav said. Since we go to Wayu, we know what the Rav said. Yeah. Rav Salvechik said, it's not really trying to invite anyone at this point. Everyone's already, hopefully, you know, if you're a good community, you've taken care of everyone before Pesach. And that's part of this achdus. The Rav said it's an expression of cheiros. A person who says, I've got plenty, I have so much food, I am so wealthy, I am so rich, I am so free, that I always have more room and more to distribute, and I'm a big gvir, anyone who needs, you come to me. Right? The Rav said it's not actually an invitation that people should come into your house at that point. But an expression, part of the night is what? Is that a Jew has to experience cheiros. And a free person, a person who is freed from financial burdens or financial pressures, is able to invite as many people as he wants. As many people as they want. Come to me, I'll take care of you. So the Rav said it's not actually an invitation, but it's merely an expression of the cheiros of the night. Which is a very, very nice vort, nice pshat. Rav Shor says here it's a different expression. You know what it's an expression of? It's an expression of my love of Jews. On all other nights of the year, certain people are invited to my house. Halayla zeh, everyone's invited to my house. Because I feel welcoming of all of Klal Yisrael. By saying this, a person is training himself to really believe. Ki hu mitzad atzmo muchan, shekol echad yeh, mishi yeh, yachol levo lebeso lechol. Everyone's invited to my house, whoever you are. Vilyos mi yoshe shulchano. I want you to come sit at my table. Welcome to my family. And that's the lashon. Kol dichvin. Kol dichvin. Anyone who's what? Anyone who's hungry. What does dichvin mean? Hainu afilo anashim ke'ela. She'ein da'atinu nocha mehem kol hashana. Even a person who's what? Who lacks das. Right? A hungry person. A poor person. Chazal say in the Gemara in the Darim, a poor person means a poor person who's poor in their mind. But they have a poor intellect. A person whose way of thinking really rubs you the wrong way. But on this night, we say to that person, come on in. On the Mekavlim, B'dayteinu Achshav, Lazminim, L'shulchan, come join us at our table. And it's a big schus. And that's part of the renewal of the bris that the Jewish people made with one another upon leaving Mitzrayim. Last point in the piece, Rav Shor says we know that there's a connection between Pesach and Tisha B'Av. Not Tu B'Av, Tisha B'Av. What's the connection between Pesach and Tisha B'Av? Who knows? It's actually brought in the Shulchan Aruch. The same night of the calendar that Tisha B'Av falls out on, right? Pesach falls out. Pesach and Tisha B'Av share the same calendar date. So if the first night of Pesach this year is on a Friday night, so Tisha B'Av will also be this year on Friday night. Obviously, we don't fast on Shabbos, and we push it off to Sunday. Okay? How do we remember that? How does the Shulchan Aruch bring it? At, Bash, right? There's a form of gematria called Atbash, where Aleph is exchanged with Taf, and Beis is exchanged with Shin. In the context of Achdus, I'll tell you a famous one. Tzedakah in Atbash is Tzedakah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Tzadi and Dalet and Kuf and Hay are interchangeable. So Tzedakah, in Atbash is Tzedakah. As if to say that what? That when you're giving Tzedakah, you're really getting Tzedakah. There's a reciprocal process of a reciprocal property. When a person gives tzedakah, you're really getting more than you give, as we mentioned from the Medrash in Rus. So there's something called Atbash. So the Shulchan Aruch brings Atbash as a mnemonic, as a memory tool, to remember how the calendar is arranged. So Aleph Pesach, the first night of Pesach, is going to be the same day as Tav, Tisha B'Av. Beis is going to be Shin. The second night is going to be Shin. Shin is what? Shavuos. Okay? Et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so there's a... And then Gimel is Resh. Right? Gimel is Rosh Hashanah. And then there's a whole system.
So that's
okay? But there's a link between... And we know, right? even the egg on the Seder plate is a Zecher to the Karbon that we can't bring. It's a Zecher to the Chorban. Whatever it is, there's some strange connection that exists between the world of Tisha B'Av, which is the time of the uttermost Chorban, and Pesach, which is the root of all Geulah. Okay? So there's many connections that are drawn between the two. But says Rav Shura, I'll give you one connection that fits beautifully with this theme. We're hinting to ourselves that just like Tisha B'Av was caused because B'nai Yisrael, what? Had Sinas Chinam to one another. Top of the left side of the page. Right? That Al Yedei Sinas Chinam, they brought about the Chorban, as the Gemara in Gittin tells us, the Maisa of what? Of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. And therefore, what's the Tikkun for Tisha B'Av? V'alkein B'leil Pesach Anu Metaknim Pegam Zeh. On the night of Pesach, we're able to what? To fix that terrible pagam called Tisha B'Av. By doing what? By saying, Kol dichvin yeseh v'yefsach. Everyone's invited to my house. That's the fixing. By opening your home and inviting everyone in, even the people you don't usually like, we drink those cups of wine. The Baal HaTanya says our mind becomes expanded, our hearts are expanded, we're in a simchatic mood, and we have more room for others. And that's the achdus that again is represented by, as we saw from the Chassam Sofer, the matzah versus the chametz. The Karban Pesach, the end of a Pesach Bichlah. Okay? Good? Good stuff? Okay, last but not least, let's learn a piece of Pachar Yitzchak. We only have about 6-7 minutes left, so let's take a quick look at a very famous piece in the Pachar Yitzchak. This is in the Pachar Yitzchak on Pesach. Okay? Just so you should know, there are two volumes from the Pachar Yitzchak on Pesach. This was the original volume, just called Pachar Yitzchak Pesach. There's another volume called Ma'amari Pachar Yitzchak, which came out much more recently. The Pachad Yitzchak was Rav Yitzchak Kuttner Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin. A very deep thinker, originally a Talmud of Rav Kook, a little bit went his own way later in life. But Rav Kuttner points out something here. I also found this idea in the writings of the Semach David. So other tzaddikim have this idea also, but he says it very beautifully here. Let's see how he says it. Okay, Pesach Maimer Mem'af. Be'inyana diyoma yesh limtso dugma l'diok b'lashon chacham. Rav Kuttner says, let's be medayik, let's be careful. When you read the words of Chazal, sometimes you look at two things and you think they're the same, but if you read the words carefully, you'll see they're almost opposites. What's he talking about? Nisi'asam shal Mitzrayim lirdof achrei Yisrael, alayam. When the Egyptians chased us, in Parshas Bo, they chased us to the sea. V'alayam nemra b'torah b'lashon yachid. And it says that the Egyptians united against us. So you'll say, we've been learning about how Pesach is a man of Achdus. Well, the Egyptians also had Achdus. The Pasuk says in Perek Yudalid, Mitzrayim nosea achareyam, that Mitzrayim, that the Egyptians were chasing after us, and it's in Lashon Yachid. Uval zehabir b'leshonim shachachamim, and therefore the Chamim, Rashi explains, that when the Egyptians chased us, it's in Lashon Yachid because they were united. B'lev echad ki ish echad. Sound familiar? Recognize that Lashon? The Egyptians were b'lev echad, they were of one heart, ki ish echad, as one person, as one people. However, says Rav Huttner, in the fourth line, V'gam Yitzchani Yasam Shal Yisrael B'Midbar, in Parshas Yisro, as the Jews come to Har Sinai, Matzinu Shenemra Chaniya Shal Rabin B'Lashon Yachid. Again, the Jewish people, the throngs, the masses of Klai Yisrael, as described again in Lashon Yachid. Of course, you all know this one. V'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. And what do Chazal say? What does Rashi quote? Uval Zeh Abir B'Lashonam Shal Chachamim. Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Same thing, no? No, not the same thing. Actually, very different. Look carefully. What did it say by the Mitzrim? By the Mitzrim, it said what? Belev Echad. Underline it. Belev Echad. I'll underline it with you. Okay, we can do it together. Achdus. By the Egyptians, what does it say? It says Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad. By Klal Yisrael, when they're camped at Har Sinai, what does it say? Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. Is there a difference? Says Rav Huttner, there's a big difference. V'lashon chachamim rapeh. The words of our sages, Rav Huttner in his poetic lashon, I'm paraphrasing a pasuk, that the words of the sages are healing, and they're refining, and they're precise. Shele'inyin nisiyas mitzrayim aliyam amru b'lev echad ki ish echad. Ve'ilu le'inyin chanayas Yisrael, seder hadvarim hafachu ki ish echad b'lev echad. Why? Why the reverse? Why by the Egyptians is b'lev echad ki ish echad? Why by Klai Yisrael is it ish echad b'lev echad? And our father says it's worthwhile for us to be attentive to this distinction. Says our father, it's very simple to explain as follows. A parable. Lemisha Omer, ki mikevan sheyado hayeminus veyado hasmolus shall ruvein shaychem heim liish echad. Since my right arm and my left arm, like the mashal I gave you before, from the Baal Tanya, Parshas Netzavim. From the example of the Talmud Yerushalmi, would one hand strike back at the other hand? I didn't mention the context. The Talmud Yerushalmi uses that to explain the prohibition of losita over losika. Don't take revenge. It's idiotic to take revenge against a fellow Jew because it's literally like punching yourself in the face. It's ridiculous. So says Rav Huttner, right? If we talk about the right arm and the left arm of one person, of Reuven, l'chein kol ma shehayad hayaminis rotza gam yad smolis rotza. The right arm and the left arm have the same desires because they're part of one system. The right arm is not trying to be better or more successful in life than the left arm. Both arms are working in tandem. They're working together because they make up one person called Reuven. But when we talk about two separate people, my right arm and your right arm, again, forgetting the bonds for a second that Jews share, just in terms of our bodies, right? My right arm and your right arm are not united. Right? Meaning the reason that my right arm and my left arm desire the same thing is because they're be'etzem one. At their essence, at their core, they're one. This is a right arm, this is a left arm, but be'etzem, they're one thing. And therefore, because they're one, they want similar things. As opposed to two separate people. Two separate people, if they want the same things, if they choose to want the same thing, then they unite. But they're not essentially connected. Reuven and Shimon could have different ideas and not want to have anything to do with each other. So says Rav Huttner, that's the difference between a Klal Yisrael and the Umas HaOlam. By the Egyptians, when they're Belev Echad, when they share an idea or an ideal, when their desire is to what? To capture and to beat up Klal Yisrael, so then they unify and become Ish Echad. But by Yidden, by Jews, we're Be'etzem one. We are be'ish echad. We are mamish ki'ish echad. Be'etzem. Vayichan shem Yisrael neged ahar ki'ish echad. Because we are one people. And therefore that is reflected in our what? In our common values. And that's why it's so bad when Jews don't get along. Because it doesn't make sense. Right? For people of the world to not get along with each other, okay, they think differently. That's fine. They come from different places. But we don't come from different places. We come mamish from the same place. And therefore, vayichan shem Yisrael neged ahar, as the Jewish people stood at Har Sinai, they were be'etzem, realizing the oneness, right? And again, I'm explaining this piece to you, and the reason Rav Huttner put it in his Pachah Yitzchak on Pesach, and not Shavuos, is for this very reason. Because Pesach is the Yom Tov where we start to become a people. Again, it's reflected in so many aspects of the day, from the Chassam Sofer's Matzah versus Chametz, to the Karban Pesach, to the Halach Ma'anya, right? In so many aspects of the day, the unity and the responsibility to provide for one another, the Ma'os Chitim, and all of the tzedakah and the chesed that we perform in the context of Pesach, like I told you 10 times last week, that the word Pesach is translated by Rashi as what? As chamal, as rachmanis. as chesed, as looking out for each other, as right arm. Right? But the right arm and the left arm have to realize that they're be'etzem one. And therefore, when the Jews unite at Har Sinai to receive the Torah, it's the culmination of everything they've been working on since the time they left Mitzrayim. It's really important to realize that distinction. Chazal were very precise when they made a distinction between b'lev echad ki'ish echad and ki'ish echad b'lev echad. So we should be zocha. We should be zocha to be close to one another because we are close to one another. Yirtzeh Hashem, we should live that reality. Okay? Shkoyach. Thank you guys so much for coming today. Shavua Tov.